Welcome back. Hey, boys.
What's up?
It's been a minute.
It's been quite a while.
I'm hesitant to call this the kickoff of season two. More like a special.
It's more like a little get together, a little round table.
Yeah, a little round table. How are we doing, boys? What's the scoop, Mike? Back in LA?
Yeah, man. It's good to be back for a little bit. Just chilling, having a fun time. You know, letting it sink in. See, you're getting good with the festivities with the Christmas tree back there.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Solid.
My non-denominational Christmas shrub.
Hey, man. Don't blame you. Only one of us has to carry the Catholic guilt here, and it's all good.
So. It's all good. No, it's all good. Christmas. I make the joke. That's what we call it at school because you can't call it.
Yeah, like you can't.
That. Yeah. Yeah, Timmy, you're back. Last time we spoke to you, you were in a hotel, man.
Yeah, and now I'm back home, safe and sound. It doesn't smell in Carson no more. Thank God.
They took care of it?
Yes, they took care of it. Luckily, for now. For now, we're good.
So what's good? I sense the break energy. You guys are like in vibe mode right now.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Not just going real slow these days.
Mike, it's weird without the mustache, dude. Now that we've gotten used to it.
It is a little odd. I'm like, you can see my upper lip. It's kind of funny.
It's been quiet for me. I haven't really been on the Discords. Timmy, you've been on the Discords.
Just poking fun at everyone. It's pretty funny.
We can dedicate this episode to Bixby. I know that he was asking us for one before. I want to ask you guys questions. This is an awkward start, but I know if I ask you the questions, that we'll get into things that we will get into in their due time. Yeah. But let's do a little G30 update. Mike, I'm going to do a disclaimer for the show right now.
Okay.
All right. And if you guys need to adjust the disclaimer, go ahead. And remember, we don't need to name tags. We don't need to name specific people. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows people who like to stir the pot in the community. But I'd like to stress that the things talked about on this show, our opinion, we are not professional journalists, and I don't even think we're aiming to be professional journalists.
I am right now, but that's a different story.
Yeah, well, you are. Yeah. But we do this for fun, and we legitimately don't do this to like try and troll people. No. And it seems that like over the last little bit, people think that we're out here like trolling people being the disclaimer is that we do this as a hobby for fun and to talk and because we're friends and family. And, I don't think people need to take it so serious.
No, I mean, I feel like the community is very toxic. And if you allow yourself to get consumed by the surrounding community, and, you know, I've said this plenty of times on the show, I love the G30 family and I love the ever broader and bigger Galaxy family, but there are a few bad eggs in the bunch, and some of them have an impeccable, untouchable 25 years of journalism apparently, but they only have a blog for 25 viewers. So by all means, buddy, you get one viewer each year. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yep.
Timmy, how do you feel about the Twitterverse and the Discordverse? And this is not casting shade on any of that. I think all of these are like really great communities, but there is like, there is a big kind of an upset, angry undertone in the G's community right now. And I think, Timmy, I think you're locked into it or in tune with it the most because you spend so much time like in the Discords and stuff surfing and looking. What are you seeing?
I think everyone's just upset that we didn't make the playoffs as well. It's just like, I guess it's just crazy because like we're the G's family in general, we're just so spoiled because we've been spoiled with so many big star players, so many championships, so many playoff appearances. And then after a while that we haven't made the playoffs in what, like 4 out of 5 times now, people are finally starting to realize like, yeah, this club is kind of like starting to become a lot of the word that I've been seeing a lot mostly on the Discord is mediocre. And that's fair to say the least. I mean, they have a right to be upset because we are not in a good place right now. But from what the moves that we have been seeing lately, I would say that so far we're in a good place. That's what everyone's been talking about too. Like the moves, the people leaving, people possibly coming in, the rumors. It's just a lot going on in the Discords and the Twitterverse. And
there's a lot of
a lot of debates too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot of Timmy, I was gonna say there's a lot of people that would disagree with you about the quality of the moves, I think.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, that's great. You know, I didn't even have to change this one from last time. The real ones and the departures. Right? We were talking at the end of the season about coming and going. Now we have some ideas. I'm going to throw something up on the screen for you guys right now. This is kind of breaking news today, but I want to know how you feel about this picture right here.
See,
Mikey, can you describe what for the people listening on the podcast later on, not watching this? Yeah, what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, all right. So Count has done us justice, and as of today, December 23rd, as we are recording, Jonathan Dos Santos has made his move to America official, and we are looking at their signing slash promo for Jonathan Dos Santos, and he's in the kit with his two fingers pointing out with his name blasted in the background. For me, I really don't care. Like, I just don't like this man at all, and he I don't like the team, I don't like the jersey, I don't like the league, but if he's happy there, he's happy. He's not in our books anymore, so go people be happy where
people,
you want to be.
People are gonna check receipts on your statements, Mike.
I know, bro. I mean, I've been said it. I hated him in our colors. I did not like him in our colors towards the last year or two of his tenure.
Did you always hate him though?
No.
Is it a bit of hyperbole, sir, to say that you hate him, or are you just tired?
I'd say it's a little bit of a hyperbole, but what irks it for me is that the last two or three years on his tenure, when there was signs of him slowing down, it was just more the fact that, man, this guy's not going to play 90 minutes. Man, this guy's going to show up for 3 goals this year. Man, he's going to get injured halfway through it. Then it was just a constant like cyclone of injuries and unfortunate events for Jonah. So I feel like by the end of his tenure, I was just so ready to let go and not even want him on the books as Tam that, like, go be where you're happy.
You were over it. You've moved on.
Yeah, for sure.
Timmy, you've gone on record, and you know, none of this is a surprise to any of us. We all knew Jonah was done, right? Yeah. But now that he is gone, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm thinking good for him. I was never a Jonah hater. I think towards the end of the season, we were just like, yeah, I think it's time for him to go. As for a lot of players of the like who have worn a G's kit in their last couple of years, we've seen them like kind of like decrease from their like abilities and stuff. So we were like, yeah. For him, especially Jonah, I think it was time for him to go. And honestly, I guess all three of us could say, like, we kind of saw this coming. We knew he was going home eventually. They probably paid him, like, a shit ton more money than we probably did. But who knows?
Okay. What about, as long as we're talking about departures, what about Sebastian Legette? Mikey, I'll let you have the first crack.
Sebastian. You know, we are definitely, and I mean, you've mentioned this countless times before, Count. I feel like we're in a real changing of the guard moment for us this offseason, where it's like, you know, we're having hallmarks of our team, probably two of the biggest names on our team in terms of jersey sale, excluding Chicha because he just got in the bitch. But two guys that have been with us forever. I feel like it's a statement move. Do I feel it was a move that needed to be made? Yes. Yes and no. Yes, for us bringing more talent in that is younger and would make more of the opportunity, yes. But do we lose experience? Also, yes. I feel like it's a double-edged sword. And
yeah. I heard Kevin Baxter say we've a lot in terms of these experienced guys. I think Legette specifically. He played something like 400 games.
Yeah, man. He has a lot of caps for us, and it's unfortunate when we have to let guys go. But if you asked me where I stood on should we keep or dump, I would say I was very much in the let's dump Legette while we can still get something out of him.
Yeah. And Timmy, what do you think? Well, let's talk about that. Get something out of him. It's 1.something million with the incentives and things, but it's only something like 300,000 or 350,000 guaranteed. Timmy, what do you think about that? I know people are a lot of people are upset with the seemingly low price tag there.
Yeah, people are always going to be upset if we don't get exactly what we want. But like, to be fair to them, they did predict all of these moves, which I'm very surprised about. But
I know you were struggling a little with the Legit thing. You want to talk about that?
I honestly was. Like, I understand that it was time for him to go. Same thing with Jonah. But, like, man, he just picked up steam at, like the really wrong time. Like, towards, like, the end of the season, he sort of picked up steam with that goal in his in the last game of the season, but it just wasn't enough. And it hit me because he's been around for, like, a long time. That's like seeing – it's like having a relative live with you for, like, a good, like, 4 years, and then they finally are able to get back up on their feet, and they finally, like, leave the house. That's kind of what it felt like. Like, good for you on your new opportunity, but, you know, I'm going to still miss you, even though you left a bad taste in my mouth. You feel me?
That's yeah.
About Legit.
Yeah. I mean,
How do you feel?
It seems like, well, I'm interested kind of broadly in Bruce's like rebuilding of the 2014 MLS Cup squad, with Omar joining that team now too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from what I understand, a big part of the deal is like incentive based. Like if he balls out, then we get that million. My question is, could they have made that deal because they know Bruce is going to utilize him and get, you know, like we already know what Bruce can do. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is allegedly he's been promised the attacking midfielder role, which passing sideways and passing backwards, I don't know about. Did he not just understand the assignment in LA? I don't know. Do I feel like he was a little bit shady in the fact that he was like,
yes,
I'm ready to win. It's like, okay, dude. Because I don't even think he was on the 14 team when we won last time. I think he came in 15. Yeah. So I'm just not really sure. I get the sense that there's bad blood. I don't know. I just have a lot of questions. There's a lot of question marks. And now, like, Dennis is gone. All the academy staff is gone. And Chris Klein is not gone, but it's a contract year. Beckerman, it's a contract year too. And being the president of like operations in AEG is interesting because the Lakers are not doing well and the Kings are not necessarily doing well.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we only have the Dodgers these days, huh?
I know. Yeah. I feel like, and you asked me how I felt about it. I'm dumping my whole feeling in the offseason right now, I guess, is I just don't know what we're doing.
It's a big question mark.
Yeah, it felt like last year it was like, okay, we're going to rebuild. But I feel like Greg got here and we had to start playing. Now I feel like it's like the rebuild is kind of like in earnest. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be bringing in a bunch of new people again this year. But they're swearing up and down that they have the core and the guys that, you know, Greg brought in are his guys, and you know, he's going to do what he did in Toronto. He was in charge of all of this shit in Toronto too, and you saw what they were able to do. The difference being, though, they had Tim Lewicki, who was here when we were winning. So I don't know. Greg DeBoss.
Yeah, bro. We expected it.
So he has the keys now?
Yep.
Yeah, it would have seemed so. What do you think?
I mean,
honest and reasonable assessment, Mike.
I mean, it was expected. It was coming. One thing that concerns me, I'm not too sure if it's off tangent, but I was watching a Riot Squad cast with Tucker and all them last night, and they were looking at the G2 squad. We only have 11 eligible G2 players. Our academy is depleted, or they were talking about guys under contract and reviewing. It's just, I want to know how Greg is going to oversee this project from the top to the bottom and not just the Los Angeles Galaxy. So when I think about Greg the Boss, I think, is Greg the guy checking in on G2, the guy making sure we're winning, and the guy making sure everything is running smoothly? If we can do that with two people, with Greg and DTK, it leaves a big question mark for me, because does this become a more fluid and expedited process, or does this become a learning experience for Greg?
Oh, interesting. Like, does he hit the ground running, or is it about him building up his experience? Yeah. He has already, in the last couple of days, he's appointed his, like, academy director, and it's a dude who was here before. Mm-hmm. And he's brought someone from Toronto over.
Cool.
To do that. I don't know. Timmy, do you have confidence that Greg can continue to bring in good guys, given what we've seen already about what he's brought in?
Yeah, I mean, from what I know about Greg Vanney, he's known to bring in like a playmaker, which is what we desperately need right now.
Yeah,
But
you've been
other
saying
than
that for a
that,
long time. Like, that's his
yeah,
bread and butter.
that's his bread and butter. But like other than that, the defense and everything else, I don't have a lot of confidence in him. But I'm hoping he can change my mind this season, but I don't know, because a lot of the defenders that he signed are so far like a no-go so far.
Oh, speaking of, Steris given away for free, basically. Do you care? Any thought?
No,
Nah.
I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah,
I've
get him
always been
out.
on the Depew train rather than Steris.
True.
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
Also Zubac, my
Oh,
goat, he's gone.
gone to Nashville.
Yeah,
I got
that
into
was
somebody.
unexpected.
Yeah, I got into it with somebody on Twitter about that. They were like, "How could you let a homegrown guy
Oh
like
yeah,
this go?" And I was like, "'Cause he sucks."
because he
Like,
sucks. Like,
that was you. I thought that was Mike that put
no, that was like, "'Cause he's
that.
mad."
I was not running that.
Right. Like, you
But
don't
you weren't
keep people.
lying.
You don't keep people just to keep people. Like,
I
he
don't
was
know.
bad.
I feel like people get like put in a bunch when the academy becomes unforgivable. But the whole point of an academy is to recruit and produce the finest stars. And being very honest, I don't know how Ethan Zubac was found in that category. In any respects, if I was looking at him from a scouting perspective, what Ethan Zubac has to offer is his fucking height. And that's it. I don't know how
He's
he
got
somehow
work rate, but
his
his
work rate.
technical
But
ability is,
yeah, just so lacking in that department. I mean, nothing but good luck and good wishes to Ethan Zubac.
Mike's
And
bummed to be talking about the galaxy right now. He's like,
dude,
ugh.
I'm just like, we're in such a weird middle ground to where like the season
I
hasn't picked
know.
up yet and there hasn't been a lot of traction or anything. But I mean, best of luck to Ethan. I mean, he provided us with good moments against LAFC, but the bad moments definitely overshadowed the good
Yeah.
ones.
Not even the bad ones, just like the lackluster ones. Like,
Yeah, and it
you
gets to a
played,
point.
yeah, you played 60 minutes and like I heard
Yeah,
your
dude.
name once.
Yeah,
I guess
dude.
he never did better.
Yeah, I guess. In the words of C-San, you
Yeah.
just.
Oh, C-San, thank you
Suzanne was having a
again.
field day with that
Yeah,
one. Oh my
C-San,
God.
here's your thank you for for last season. You know,
Yeah,
I'm
bro.
pretty sure we did last time,
Hey, but
but
C-San, we'll clip this and we'll send it to him. Thank you,
yeah.
C-San.
Yes,
Appreciate it,
thanks,
brother.
Suzanne.
Send it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So oh, my bad. I forgot. Here, let's go back to this real quick. Sasha
Okay.
question.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a problem with
Yeah,
it.
me neither. Me neither. Deserved. He deserved it.
I was talking to a guy on Instagram about it, and he was like, "Why do we do this? It's stupid." And I was like, I mean, like, I get it. Are we gonna win because of Sasha Kleschen? No, but like, is there value with him being
So much
around?
value. So much
Sure.
value.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We should call this episode "I don't know."
Just the I don't
Santa's
know holiday special. Yep.
here. I'm Santa's list. Mikey, since you're like, "I don't know what we're doing. Where are we?" What are you asking Santa for the galaxy?
Areola on Tam.
Oh, that's dead.
That's
Oof, yeah,
dead.
that's dead.
That's
Yeah.
dead.
Damn.
But we're asking for wingers and DMs, apparently. Do we need wingers and DMs from Santa?
I believe so, but I would unprioritize the wing and prioritize that for a good center back or another good defender. It seems like we've missed the mark on that with a lot of people, and unless Derek Williams comes back and wants to hit his stride, then
Yeah,
I think so.
they're gonna bring Zavaleta, who's a center back in Toronto, who is also related to Vanny. But that deepens the center back core a little bit. I don't know. That's a sideways move.
I feel like there is a lot of sideways moves, and the issue that we are finding ourselves in is that we stack a bunch of bang average center backs together and get mad when none of them can play together. But
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, a lot of those guys played in partnerships where they were the number two, the exception being Derek Williams. It's
Oh,
fantastic.
that's an interesting idea. So if you were to throw like Sega and Depew together, what does that get you two number twos?
Two number twos. Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
So I don't know. I would like a winger. I would like a playmaking winger that isn't Pavon. So if everyone can just shut
Me
the
do
fuck up
it. What
with
if it was
Pavon,
though?
bro.
What if it was?
Bro, I don't care, dude. We've seen him before. He's gonna
What?
bullshit low crosses to Chicha and Chicha's gonna sky him over the bar.
Oh, that's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
They played together.
Oh, they did play together. Yeah, he can finish though.
He can finish, but it's like, then why are we getting a winger and not another striker if we're looking for finishing?
Yeah,
two incompetent wingers.
Here's the question. I don't really have a brain fart. I'm sorry, Timmy. Go ahead, Pavone. Timmy, let's talk about Pavone.
Mm-hmm.
This is your guy, man. I'm kidding, by the way, when I say that. But go ahead.
Yeah, I understand why people want him back. It's because people are so in the moment. Everyone in the Galaxy family is just so in the moment.
Peyton,
they are realizing.
Class Trends.
Yes, but Class Trends he's always been on the Pavone train.
Yeah, he's always been a Pavone guy. So respect him.
Yep, but people saw Cabral's performance and immediately think, "Oh, Cabral out." I'm gonna switch it back real quick too, and people were saying Greg Vanea, which still like trips me out, bro. He hasn't even been here a whole ass year yet.
Only boneheads are saying that shit, bro. You can ask anyone.
Literally.
Only boneheads are saying
that. That's literally all I've seen on Discord. They just complain and complain and complain. But anyways, Pavone, back to Pavone. I wouldn't mind having him back here, especially if he's coming here for free. But that means we would have to wait longer for him. So.
In the summer window.
Yeah, that means we'd have to wait for him. And if we want him right now, I'm guaranteeing you, Boca probably want like 15. Actually, no, dude. Not 15. 15 to like 12 mil.
I think last time it was 12. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening for less than 10. All of these moves have given us like 5 mil, I think, to play with. And plus whatever else we have. I think we have money in the bank.
But I mean, his technical ability is great. Like we know that he has speed. He has great technical ability. Great player. But like... it's just the controversy that he brings, I guess, is what everyone's like 50-50 about. People, dude, I've seen it all. I've seen people say, what does politics have to do with soccer? What does that have to do with his ability on the field? But like, bro, like, we're the LA Galaxy. Like, we are known nationwide. And if we bring someone like that, like, to our club, what does that say about us?
And we're wrong. Like, he actually did do stuff. Like,
exactly. Everything is just up in the air with him right now. Don't get me wrong, he's a fantastic player, but like, we're just so like, there's too many question marks about him, in my opinion. I would love to have him back, but like, just I don't know.
Mike, you had said something interesting about Pavone. If Pavone is the only plan, then what?
Yeah, if Pavone is the only plan, then what, dude? Like, then who are we going to go after? If, like, if that was our big secret and let's pull the cape off the mannequin and it's Pavone, like, we've seen him before. Like, I feel like what we'd gain from Pavone is what we'd gain from an injured player being out for a season. It's like, oh, we knew what we had and we still didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be slapping another temporary bandage on something that hasn't had attention to detail to be fixed.
What do you think about Cabral playing striker?
Put him at striker. Fucking let him try something that he could be good at. He's my boy, and it's like, if we're going to continue to deploy him at a position where it's like we've seen time and time again where he has underperformed or he's been lackluster, play him, try something new. He's so young that he still has the chance to be molded into a player that we don't even know yet.
Mike, but there's no excuse. It's mediocre that he's not good right now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Mikey. Hold on. So what are you asking Santa for? Like, who do you get?
I want another DM.
Who?
And fuck if I know, dude. Whoever we can pull out of the bag.
I mean, but like, this is a Christmas wish. So like, who?
Like, realistic or like?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's up to you.
Okay, we're just gonna do it completely unrealistic. I know people are gonna be like, dude, this kid is dumb. No, dude. You know who I'd love to play at DM? I would love to see, like, in my perfect world where, like, it would happen. It would never happen. But I would love to see Ryan and Weston McKennie play right next to each other. I think that'd be so sick. It literally would never happen.
Who's like Weston, but older?
I couldn't tell you.
It would have been your boy, Timmy. It would have been your boy.
I think that would have been sick, dude.
Acosta? Kellen? Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Like in league.
I would love for that move to happen.
Oh yeah, but, Kellen know, would be good.
That'd be so sick.
If they were brought like what you call it, if they were brought in league people like Ariola. Mm-hmm. That's why Ariola was interesting, because he was mm-hmm. big money, but in league.
In
but
league,
DC said, "Fuck you."
He said, "Hell no."
Don't blame him.
Timmy, who are you bringing?
Like my dream. I've always wanted a good center back. So my dream, like for sure, I want Senna to bring, hopefully. Call me a casual fan. I don't care what the fuck the Discord says. I want Sergio Ramos in the Galaxy gear sooner.
Oh, I would love Sergio. Awesome.
I love Sergio.
I got a red card yesterday.
What's up?
I was saying he's back.
Yeah, he was back. He got a red card.
Yeah. I would love to see Sergio Ramos in this league. If people were mad at Zlatan.
If people were mad at Nigel.
Or Nigel, yeah.
God, they would have a fucking field day with Ramos. Oh, my God. That man would put Vela, Rodriguez, everyone on LAFC, like, in his pocket. I am so dead-ass serious.
Dude, yeah. Rui Diaz. Imagine, like, Rui Diaz going up against Sergio Ramos.
That man
lost
around.
Jesus. Dude. Who do we bring? Who's realistic? So Aguero's done because of his heart.
Oh, so unfortunate.
I know.
So unfortunate.
I kept seeing stuff about Eriksen, which has been a wish of mine for a while. I think if you're gonna put someone in there with Ryan, someone like Eriksen, if you're gonna bring like a big money guy, but a lot of question marks about his heart.
He would play the cam role. He wouldn't even play.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great though. You let Ryan just be whatever the middle.
Yeah.
I don't see Ryan as the box to box. Like if they're gonna put a DM in there to play so Ryan can be like Jonah. Now I've seen some stuff about like we had two Jonas when they were together. I don't know. I think Ryan's better as a destroyer, but that's just me.
I don't really see him playing that role though. Ryan being a destroyer. I mean, I would just like for him to play like a very traditional like eight and just facilitate the back end of the field.
Yeah.
And just have him free roam, have free range and dictate a pace back there.
You need a playmaker then.
Yeah, we need a cam, we need a winger, or someone that can play the attacking number 10. Like, who the fuck is going to be our 10, dude? The season's not that far away.
I know, that's why I wanted to do this today, so we could create a panic about like, the fact that we're halfway, that camp starts in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, who's going to be our 10, dude? If it was Pavon, then...
That seems like
You could ask Chris Klein.
Chris, just start. Oh God, dude!
You can write him a nice email.
Can we get Mkhitaryan?
Oh, Henrik. Yeah,
Henrik. Yeah, dude, that'd be sick. Out of 10, she plays with both feet.
Timmy, you were gonna say something?
Oh no, I forgot what I was gonna say. But I was gonna bring up another player that's still out there. I don't know if he's still like playing, but Javier Pastore.
Pastore, oh, yeah, true.
Apparently, he had like a hip injury, and everyone back then was like, maybe not. They don't want another injury prone.
It does come with age.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Pastore was great in his time. I honestly would love Keelan Acosta or Henrik Mkhitaryan. I don't see the Acosta thing happening because I'm not even too sure. Is he a DP for them? He has to be, right?
Who?
Acosta?
Acosta? I don't know. That's a great question.
But I would love to see a Mkhitaryan, you know, a playmaker that can play with both feet. I mean, he was one of the top assisters in Europe at his time in Dortmund when he was there with Aubameyang, and they absolutely tore the Bundesliga up for a very, very long time.
So what's really interesting is that he's Armenian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a rich, Galaxy history lesson. Mm. There is a very famous, famous in the Galaxy lore, famous kind of club favorite player called the Leko Iskenderian. Who is Armenian, but he was great. And there was another Armenian player who his name escapes me, but like we have like a little bit of an Armenian heritage line through,
mm-hmm.
Which would be cool. And I've seen stuff online about kind of the untapped communities in mm-hmm. LA, right? And like, you know, oftentimes like, you know, why doesn't the Galaxy go out and get a Korean player like LAFC did, right? Or like, why isn't there an Armenian player? Why isn't there, you know, from X or Y community to kind of create those links? I think Mkhitaryan's a great shout.
I would love him, dude. I think he's great. He's prime age to come here. We would be falling under that same bullshit marketing strategy that I yelled about a month ago or 2 months ago or whenever the last episode was, where I was just blistering. I mean, it would fall under that model, but I feel like we are another 5 years at least of restructuring and moving away from that model. But I'm not too sure if there's any plan for us to get rid of that model. I don't think it works.
It doesn't strike me as a model that Greg is particularly married to.
Yeah.
But his signings?
I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to represent that community that sometimes gets overshadowed. And I mean, being such a big melting pot that is Los Angeles, I don't understand why they're... I mean, I understand why, but I don't understand why we only market to one audience, and that audience being the Hispanic communities in LA. Granted, we're all very prevalent here, and every single one of us here on this podcast is Hispanic. It makes sense. It sells, but to add more to the team or to add more of a... I mean, I feel like we are a home for a lot of people, and I feel like, you know, not to make it necessarily political or not to step into that area, because that's the last place I want to go, but it would be cool to have other players that represent different parts of the community. And I mean, if we do have that Armenian heritage or lineage in our club, then fuck it, slot him in at the 10.
That'd be really cool, and he's a good player.
Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic player.
Timmy, I'm like, sorry, I'm scanning the Twitter as well to see if anything's come up since we've been talking. There's a lot of people just rehashing the Jonah stuff. Timmy, what does it mean to you that Araujo and Efra are like now the Galaxy veterans? They're not veteran players, but they're like the longest tenured Galaxy players. Do you see that as a positive or a negative?
It could be both. Like a positive that, like, yeah, that like they made it to the system, and now that they're able to, like, especially Araujo, man, he's really come along, like, not a long way, but like from the academy wise and so the player that he is now, it's like extremely, like, you know, it's very successful for him. But like, it's crazy that we don't have like a core of players. That's been like the main arguments that I've been seeing, that we don't have a, like, for sure core of like players. Like Seattle, for example, I'll give you an example. Like Seattle, you could argue that their core players right now are Rui Diaz, Jordan Morris, João Paulo, and is it Stephen Fry, their goalkeeper?
Yeah.
I would argue that he's in there. He plays a big part. He's a really great keeper. But they all play an extremely important role in Seattle. But if you think about it now, who plays an important role for us besides Chicharito?
Yeah. I mean, they're saying that they have a core of like the guys that Greg brought in. They have like a core to build around, which might be true. But did that core ever reach its cohesion? I don't know.
I would say they didn't. I mean, it's only been a year, don't get me wrong, but like it just shows that we don't have a consistent core of players to, like, you know, go off by.
And, you know, I don't know whose fault that is. I don't know why it's been so easy.
It's almost like by design, right? Like who can you blame?
Like, whose fault is it? And I'll point fingers. I'm the first one to point fingers. I couldn't tell you whose fault that is, bro. Why does every team have a, like, once again, I go back to this bullshit where, why does New England have a fucking core, but the Los Angeles Galaxy can't get 4 or 5 guys to come back every season and put in work? And yeah, I mean, that's great. Dog work.
That's great.
New England is the MLB equivalent of the Tampa Bay Rays. Why are the Rays good? And they don't spend any money. It's like, why is New England fucking good? You don't shell out cash for shit.
Well, when you can't point a finger and blame anybody, whose fault should it be? Where does the buck stop, or where should the buck stop ownership ultimately?
Ownership. You know, I'm not even going to address that today, bro.
Crypto.com Arena, that's like a $700 million deal or something.
I know, bro. Come, that's some nice, some of that money this
that's
way.
Some nice spending money. Just some other random stuff I've seen in the offseason. People are like, new ownership maybe in a couple of years. What happens when Dan Beckerman's contract is up, or is Klein moving because his house is on sale? You know, like there's been a lot of weird stuff and not enough like new player news for me.
Yeah, it's been very trivial, like trivial information.
I just don't like it. Usually you have a sense that like something's going to happen, but like,
I think we're just, you know, I said it last season too. It feels like we're just waiting for this dumpster fire to just blow up. We're getting so close to that point, dude. I feel like we're all just spectators to a really bad car accident that's about to happen, and we all can't look away.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be like,
you think it's going to be bad out of the gate?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, remember, we didn't know. There were times in the season where we showed a lot of promise. Like we said before, you can't discount the progress, right?
But no, like, of course.
But like, do you enter the season with the sense of dread that way?
Not being an optimist, no. But do I want to go into the season already pissed? Also, no. So I feel like we're in this weird gray space. Like, at my heart, I know this isn't going to be good. I know the season that we're heading into, not going to be good at all. I'm watching it with my hands up in the air, not saying much, because, you know, I say something and then it's like, oh, why are you a pessimist? It's like, when you don't make playoffs 4 out of 5 years, well, there's not a whole lot to be optimistic about. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going more into the new season of like what Dijon did on the yellow card that he got. I don't know. I'm more of uncertain than like going into the season of being pissed. It's crazy because I'm usually like so excited for the new season, but I'm more of like what's gonna happen, because we've literally have seen every single cycle of coaches that we think that are gonna do great, and then all of a sudden they just tank. Kurt tanked.
So unfortunate.
Ziggy unfortunately tanked. So many coaches have like that. We haven't had a decent.
Remember when GBS is gonna be? Oh, sorry.
We haven't been confident in like a certain season since, I think you could argue like 2019 GBS, but for sure confident that we're gonna make playoffs, Bruce. Like,
remember when GBS was the answer?
Yeah, but that's because we had freaking God himself on our team, bro. That was like for sure, like we were gonna make the cup. I thought we would,
dude. It's so ass.
That is so terrible. Know, like, we did Zlatan like, so dirty like that.
This is hilarious. I'm scrolling the Twitters, you know.
Sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah. You know, that's
how
the appropriate time.
So on the brakes, and I don't want to get negative, nor did I want to come on for a Christmas special and, you know, by the off chance, ruin C-San's holiday because he's probably having a good day today.
Tim over here.
I don't want to get mad. I don't want to. It's just like I'm that close to just being like, sell the team, rebrand it.
No, completely. Completely, you don't.
No, not completely. It's just me overreacting.
Oh, we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about that. Mm-hmm. The focus group. Yeah, there's a lot of questions in there about rebranding, and about stadium. And it's really interesting. We kind of in the last couple of years have gone from like the premier stadium to like the second oldest or something, because everybody's gotten new ones.
Yep.
Just everyone's got new toys.
Santa's Christmas list, right? Mm-hmm. If you could put the stadium, if we got a new stadium, I don't see it happening right now.
No.
But if we got a new stadium, where would you want it to be?
Fuck.
Timmy, that would suck for you because you live like right there.
Yeah. but like the perfect place? I don't know.
You know, I kind of have an idea. Not that it would ever happen, and there's such a lack of space that I realistically don't know where we'd be able to put it. But I think I'd want it close to the water. Because I feel like LA has, or the other LA team has really gravitated towards being the city, and they have casted a shadow upon us of us being the South Bay Galaxy. Stick us in the fucking South Bay. Stick us somewhere in Santa Monica. Stick us somewhere on one of the beach cities. Like, there's no space for it, so it would never happen. But if we could find space to put us next to a beach, put us in Venice.
That's
put
kind us... of...
Oh, my God. That's actually... I'm actually fucking with that.
That's kind of like what we do, you know?
Like, let's embrace the beach culture, you know?
Yeah, that's like what they do anyway. So that would kind of be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot, I guess, that came out. Well, not a lot that was said because people had to sign NDAs.
Yeah, but they can't talk about it.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of like, who are we? You tell us. And I think that's just like a metaphor for this episode. It's like, who are we? We don't know. I don't feel, I'm not going to say I'm going in negative, but a change for me this season, I'm going in, like, I'm not going in negative. I'm going in like really, I don't know, without a tinge of optimism. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Throw a knife in the dark, and if it hits, it hits.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just so, so not promising.
But this could change from like tomorrow, right?
This could change tomorrow. If we made a galaxy, has it ever? And that's where your guys' optimism comes in. You guys are expecting that change. I've completely detached myself from them making any sort of positive change. So it could change tomorrow. Is it going to happen? No. Is it going to happen the week after that? Probably not. Is it going to happen a week before the season starts? Probably.
Probably. And, yeah. And
then, you know, we move, but.
And then we'll be all fired up and shit again.
Yeah. But I'm excited for the season start. I'm excited to welcome new faces.
Just not Eric Zabaleta. Just not him.
Before we sign off. Oh, sorry, Timmy. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. It's crazy because this guy that he never speaks in the Discord. You know, this week in MLS, Eli?
Eli Lester. Yeah, he followed us like recently.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. But he literally typed out a whole ass essay saying, do not bring Eric Zavaleta to the Galaxy. He said it. I would rather have washed up Omar Gonzalez on the Galaxy rather than Eric Zavaleta. It'll just make our defensive problems worse, he said, pretty much to summarize what he said. I was like, damn. I was like, hey, you convinced me, bro. Let's not bring him here.
That's like, it's like Mike said, dude, like two number twos. Like, what do you get with second? Yeah.
He's basically
going to
be number three, bro.
Damn. I don't know, man. I do not know.
Before we sign off, I want to reiterate that the views and opinions are our own.
Yes.
And this is just for fun. Even if we have been talking shit and calling people out, like, it's out of love. Like, you know, with the exception of very few people who know who they are. But, you know, we just... I don't know. I felt like I needed to poke fun at a little bit of the toxicity because it's been bad lately. It's made me like not want to go on Twitter and shit just because like
I don't know, man. I mean, once again, the opinions are ours, and you know, I express my opinions quite loud. Yeah.
And Mikey's opinion is his opinion, and my opinion is my opinion, and Timmy's opinion is his opinion too.
And the beautiful thing about that is that our little at right here, if you have a problem with any of us, you can come here and not attack that up there. So
yeah.
You know, I'm always open for friendly and even a little bit of banter, like discourse in the DMs. But like open dialogue for sure, man. Like, I don't know when you guys became, not you guys, but I don't know when very few people in the community became very uptight. But I mean, that's probably, you know, me being negligent because I'm not too involved in the community like you two guys are. Like, you guys definitely see more of it than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's just been hard times. I think people are like cracking
for sure.
Yeah, I've seen too much of it. I think this is the most I've quoted people with their shit takes this year, man. It is ridiculous.
And we have shit takes too. But go ahead, Timmy. Yes,
but like, I'm not the one to go after people. But I'll be seeing some shit. Like, are you fucking serious? You really said that? I have to say something.
You gotta say something.
I have to, dude.
But yeah, dude. I don't know, man. With that being said, you know, there are some people that cannot view my Twitter page anymore for certain reasons. And, I wish all of those people a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's or whatever holiday you choose to celebrate this holiday season. So.
Such a troll. Yeah. Such a troll. I love it. It's all fun, guys.
It's all fun.
It's all love to the G's. I was just very surprised at, like, how much anger was directed toward us, like, out of nowhere. like weeks later after some take we had. It was pretty crazy, but
yeah, that's what it is. So, I don't even think it's been that bad either. I feel like it's just the community being the community.
Such is the case when you have a show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's fun. I'm fucking loving it.
I love it.
Twitter. Timmy's got his Twitter fingers back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, guys. Mike, closing thoughts?
Have a happy holidays. Have a happy New Year's. And let's see what the next few weeks has in store for us.
Timmy?
I actually have a question for y'all before we fully go out. So I went to the Rams game the other day, and I'm thinking, like, yo, the energy here, it is pretty crazy, right? So I think y'all will know where I'm going with this. How would you guys feel about an El Tráfico being played in SoFi Stadium?
Oh, that's what people
I think that'd be awesome. I think that would just radiate foo energy, and people are going to start fighting and brawls. Like, it's, you know, like, I just smell the Raiders atmosphere from that side of LA.
Hey, Bezzy's coming for you.
Nah, dude.
Those two. What do you think, Count?
People were advocating for that when there was 3 Traficos a season, which I think is too many. I'm like tired of it now. But now that we're back to 2, I don't think there's a need for that unless you played all of them there.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think Mikey's not far. Like, if we already can't, like, people are already acting up, like,
yeah, if we go there,
amplify the audience. Yeah, amplify the audience, and it gives people that are more casual and people that don't necessarily care the opportunity to do things that are outside of,
because it's always the casual people, like, just looking to get crazy.
Yeah, it's never the diehards on either side.
But yeah, true.
That's what it is.
But the atmosphere would be crazy, because I'm thinking if the Rams game was crazy and that's just like a regular game, I can only imagine like the two fan bases just being there, and it would just be crazy. But I don't know.
I turned that game halfway through, bro. Seahawks been getting clapped all season. I can't. So bad.
But all right. Where can they find us?
If you guys have listened this far into the podcast, you can come check us out on Twitter and all your streaming services at the G30 Podcast. And if you would like to come check me out on my socials, you can do so on Twitter at CFCMichael. And it's been great to be back for the holiday Christmas special.
Mike's like, Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Timmy?
My Twitter is right there, at SpicyTaco18. You can follow my Instagram, at SpicyTaco18. And I'm wishing everyone a happy new year, a Merry Christmas, and I'm just glad that we are not frauds.
Yeah. I don't know.
Own that fraud.
Own it. I'm CountChalk786. Have a happy holiday. Be safe. Don't drive drunk or anything like that. Have a safe Christmas and New Year's. Don't do stupid stuff. All right. Peace.
Don't do anything.
Wait, I want to know what he was going to say.
Oh, I said, don't do anything I'm going to do.
All right. Jesus.